Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last weekend, Roswell Park received federal funding for the biobank at Roswell Park, $7.7 million. Tell us where this money will go toward.
So we have several biorepositories here at Roswell Park that have been started. Some once was started in the 90s and throughout the years, and they've in different places and kind of run by different people, and these store samples that patients have very generously donated, blood samples and also tissue that's left over from surgeries. And then some people in the community have volunteered to provide blood samples. All of these can be used for research, but they've been scattered in different spots run by different places. And our laboratory spaces and our freezer facilities are very, very outdated. And so we put in this grant application to upgrade the area where all of the blood samples are processed, and then to renovate and put in this really incredible automated robotic freezer. It's the size of somebody's living room, and you never open up a door. This is really the centerpiece of the whole thing. It's all done through, you scan in the labels on the tubes with the IDs, and it gets it all set up, and then you put them in a tray. You just put them in a slot, and they disappear inside this freezer. And inside, the robotics take them and put them where they're going to be stored. And then when you want to retrieve samples, it's the same thing. You just put into the computer what you want, and the robotics picks them all, and they come out the slot all done. So this really is work that would take days and days and days of people in liquid nitrogen freezers getting their fingers all burnt and pulling out, and samples getting thawing out as you're trying to get them out. So this just takes all of that away and totally modernizes our operations here with studies using biosamples.
How does this help with efficiency?
Oh, incredibly helps efficiency because, so first of all, with the biorepository, we are banking samples, really having no idea what we're going to be doing with them specifically. And then they're there from thousands of patients and people in the community. And when a scientist here has a new discovery, we can say, oh, we should really see if this is applicable to this type of cancer. We need samples. We need to be able to test it in blood and in tumor tissue. And, you know, if you're starting from scratch, that would take years. You'd have to get grant funding. You'd have to get the patients consented. You'd have to get the samples and bank them. Here, we've got them. So they just come to the biorepository, tell us what they need, and we pull those samples automated through that freezer, and they can get their research questions answered so quickly. So, you know, this is construction of a facility, but it's really enabling fantastic capabilities for scientific discoveries and research.
And when will these improvements, are they already in place, or are they going to be done? How is the timeline?
They are. We got the notice of grant award a week or so ago, and we've already we've met with the architects. We met with NCI today, the National Cancer Institute today, actually, who are awarding this, and with step by step what needs to be done. So we're putting out an RFP for this freezer. where they've got the architectural plans all drawn up and starting to really go out now with all the nitty-gritty of figuring out exactly how we're going to do this. So everything is in motion. We've got the team assembled and ready to go.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.